were talking about syrup, and you might say that's not imitation syrup. Mm-hmm. It's
pure syrup.
Or it's genuine.
Genuine syrup.
Right. In the old days, sugar used to be so loose, mm-hmm. and you said it was sold in what?
In pound packages. In book packages.
Okay, and that was referring to it was loose. What do you have on the table usually to season food with?
Well, salt, that's most of the thing. Season most anything. Salt. Anything that needs salt in it, and you just can't eat it without salt being in it.
Okay. Yeah. You usually have two shakers there.
Yes, salt and pepper.
All right. Yes. If there's a bowl of fruit on the table, mm-hmm. and there's an apple there, and a child wants an apple, mm-hmm. he might say to his mother, Mama,
give me that apple, that we'd say.
All right.
He wouldn't say, give me that orange, give me that apple.
All right. If you have, a lot of peach trees, mm-hmm. for example, or apple trees, mm-hmm. you'd say you have an apple what?
Apple tree.
Yeah, a lot of them in a group would be a...
You mean to say if a...
A group of them together. You'd have, Mrs. referred to hers one day to me. She had a bunch of pecan trees. Yeah. She said she had a pecan.
Oh, you Archie, that's what you're talking about. Archie.
Yeah, that's what I was
Archie,
thinking of.
Yeah.
Do they have any maple trees around here?
No, not no maple trees around here.
You wouldn't know a name then possibly for a group of maple trees.
No, I sure wouldn't.
Inside a cherry, talking about now fruits, inside a cherry, there's a little hard thing that you don't eat.
That's right. That's the seed.
And inside of a peach?
The seed, the kernel. We call
that's
it.
That's the kernel?
Yeah, that's the kernel.
All right. Inside an apple?
Why do you have the small seed in that?
The part you throw away.
Oh, that's the core of the apple.
Right. There are two real kinds of peaches, mm-hmm. based on how the seeds are.
Yeah. Different kind of peaches?
Yeah, two different kinds. I'm not talking about varieties.
No.
But two kinds, talking about how easy it is to get the seeds out.
Well, you mean the clear seed. We call it clear seed and the clingstone.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Now, the clear seed is the...
One that you burst open the seed free. Yeah.
Comes right out. Did you ever cut up any apples or peaches and lay them outside to dry?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call those?
Dried apples or dried peaches.
They ever call them snips in this part?
Yes, ma'am. They call them something like that. Yeah, if you get them dried. Of course, most of we just call them dried apples and dried peaches.
Yeah. What about the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast or boil?
That's peanuts.
All right, any other names for those?
Tenders. Goobers.
If you went to the store to buy them, what would you expect them to be called?
Peanuts.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. There's another, what kind of nuts do they have around here? Let me ask that question.
You mean?
Just that grow around here, nuts.
Oh, well, yeah, peanuts, and in this part of the country, that's about all they grow around here. Of course, pecans, all like that, pecans, and a few, no walnuts. You don't find a walnuts in this part of the country, but, and hickory nuts, a few of them, but that's not like it used to be.
There's another kind of nut that you find at Christmas a lot of times, a little flat.
Oh, it's an almond.
All right, they don't grow around
here. No, ma'am,
On a walnut, when you start to get down to the goodie,
yeah.
the first thing you have to take off